From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are on the road broadcasting from our tremendous affiliate here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the great WSJS, an incredible heritage radio station, and we are honored that they carry our program live every single day. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us on the road for the next 4 days as we travel across North Carolina, and we're doing a number of book events. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow from our great affiliate in Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC, and then we're going to be doing book signings. I'll be speaking at a national homeschool convention Saturday in Greensboro, and then Sunday morning I'll be the keynote speaker for the North Carolina Republican Party's prayer breakfast. So it's going to be a wonderful time, and looking forward to meeting a lot of our great listeners across the Tar Heel State. By the way, we hope you join us if you're in the area tonight between 4 and 6 o'clock. I'll be signing books at Gullion's Christian Supply, a terrific Christian bookstore in King, North Carolina. So hope you guys come out. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on, but just want to thank our good friends here at WSJS for rolling out the red carpet. And they took me to Biscuitville before the show. So I am fueled with delicious iced tea and great biscuits, and we're going to have a tremendous show today here in Winston-Salem. Well, folks, I want to, by the way, thank you to Ben Dieter for doing a terrific job yesterday filling in as I was flying out to North Carolina, and you guys were very kind to Dieter, and we appreciate Ben stepping in and taking the reins of the big show. So look, later tonight, President Trump is going to be holding a rally, and honestly, this could be one of the most important rallies the president conducts, and he's going to be doing it in the South Bronx, just a few yards away from AOC's congressional district. And they're expecting a huge turnout in this local park, and now the Democrats are calling on their minions to go and disrupt the rally tonight. As a matter of fact, Congressman Richie Torres, who is a Democrat, says the South Bronx has no greater enemy than Donald Trump, who is on a mission to dismantle the social safety net on which Bronx families depend for their survival. Torres went on to say Trump is and has always been a fraud. The South Bronx, the most Democratic area in the nation, will not buy the snake oil that he is selling. But in reality, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are terrified because they know their policies have done nothing but cause misery and agony and poverty for minority voters across the country. The Democrat Party, they've promised a lot of stuff, but they've never delivered. It's like going to Biscuitville every day and being told we don't have any biscuits. Sooner or later, you realize the jig is up. And that's what's happening now with voters across the nation who are Democrat and who are minorities. They understand that the Democrat Party has been selling them a whole bunch of nonsense, and the jig is up. So I'm very excited to see how tonight goes down. It's going to be a fascinating, fascinating rally in a heavily Democratic area. Now, look at what happened in Wildwood, New Jersey a couple of weeks ago. You had over 100,000 people turn out, the largest political gathering in the history of New Jersey, which, by the way, is a deep, deep blue state. So again, folks, I'm just telling you, things are looking good for this president. And I will say this, one of my greater concerns unfolded just the night before last when word leaked out thanks to investigative journalist Julie Kelly. And by the way, she's going to be on in the next hour of the program. She's the one who broke this story about the FBI's dubious plans for the raid at Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's my concern, and I don't want to overly alarm you, but this is just something I'm concerned about. And my concern is that there are going to be people within the deep state that are so terrified of Donald Trump that they may try to take this guy out. And I don't think that's, I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't, there's not a conspiracy. This is not talking about conspiracy theories. I'm just concerned about this man's safety. There's a reason why Donald Trump is the only former president with his entire Secret Service contingent still in place. Normally, when you leave the White House, they scale down the Secret Service protection. But they didn't do that with Donald Trump. And the reason why is because all the threats this man's been getting. But I'm curious to get your take on what the FBI was prepared to do at Mar-a-Lago. Because based upon my reading of the documents, it just seems to me, and again, this is my take on this, folks, but it seems to me that the FBI or somebody inside the Justice Department was hoping for another Waco, another David Koresh, where the FBI goes in, guns blazing, people get shot, people get burned to death, a lot of people die. And when you read the documents and the preparation that went into this pre-dawn guns-drawn raid at Mar-a-Lago, ladies and gentlemen, that's my takeaway, is that somebody was hoping that there would be a shot fired, there would be some sort of a conflict, there would be some sort of a confrontation between the Secret Service and the FBI, and then it would all unravel. That's what I suspect is going on here. But we're going to be taking your calls on this, and I want you to write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. But I am concerned that somebody is going to try and do something to stop Donald Trump. Now, look, Jesse Waters, last night on Fox, actually covered this. Cut number 15, please.
Alert, a major bombshell in the Trump documents case. The FBI authorized the use of deadly force during the Mar-a-Lago raid. This according to documents filed by Trump's legal team. Agents in unmarked polo shirts planned to bring standard issue weapons, ammo, handcuffs, medium and large size bolt cutters, and even lock picking equipment as they prepared to go door to door at Mar-a-Lago. And they did, ransacking Melania Trump's bedroom along with Barron Trump's bedroom. The FBI also took extensive photographs of Melania and Barron's rooms for no apparent reason. Think about this for a second. Joe Biden sent men with guns to his political opponent's house and turned their bedrooms upside down. That's never happened in the history of the United States. And we've had some crazy presidents. This was the former first lady and a professional model. These people are sick. And Biden complains about his son's privacy, Hunter's. He had armed men rummage through Barron's bedroom. The FBI even allegedly had a medic on site in case someone was shot. Trump reacting, quote, "Wow, I just came out of the Biden witch hunt trial in Manhattan, the icebox, and was shown reports that crooked Joe Biden's DOJ and their illegal and unconstitutional raid of Mar-a-Lago authorized the FBI to use deadly, lethal force. Now we know for sure that Joe Biden's a serious threat to democracy. He is mentally unfit to hold office, 25th Amendment. Trump's lawyers claim that the former president's constitutional rights were violated. It was an illegal search and seizure. The FBI misled the judge to obtain the warrant, and the raid was executed in an egregious fashion and in bad faith. Nor was there any basis for the FBI to bring firearms into Mar-a-Lago. What was life-threatening about pieces of paper? The FBI improperly seized Trump's passports, tax and accounting information, and even medical records. Think about that. The Biden administration seized his political opponent's medical records. Who signed off on it?
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly.
Remember, the New York Times reported that Biden wanted his AG to, quote, act less like a ponderous judge and more like a prosecutor willing to take on Trump.
All right, that was Jesse Waters summing up the insane news. Now, the argument is, oh, this was just boilerplate copy. This is standard operating procedure for the FBI. Well, that ought to concern every single American citizen, because if that's the case, The FBI is going in these pre-dawn guns-drawn raids on pro-lifers, the families of parents who complain at school board meetings, law-abiding gun owners in America, and also people, Roman Catholics, who practice the Latin Mass. They're all gunning for you. But I'm not buying this argument, because this is not some sort of a run-of-the-mill, regular old raid. We're talking about, for the first time in the history of the Republic, you've got the FBI going in and staging a sting operation on a former president of the United States of America. I don't know about you, but I got a problem with that. There's nothing normal about this at all. And by the way, there is new reporting out that even FBI agents within the agency were raising concerns and saying this was way over the top. And there were concerns about what might happen between the FBI and the Secret Service agents. But again, why not just pick up the phone and say, hey, we need to have a meeting. President Trump, can we come by? We're looking for these documents. Why could they have not done that? Instead, they go in like they're about to arrest Manuel Noriega down in Panama. So our telephone number, we're going to take a quick break here, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We've got the story up at toddstearns.com, and I hope you will go and check that out. We did a deep dive into what the FBI was planning to do. We'll be right back, America. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
That's right, y'all. Calitrin is actually good for you. I don't know how many other diet products out there can say that, but it's actually really good for you. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, so it's safe. Even if you're on medications, this product is not going to interfere with those. So your heart patients, your diabetics, this is a weight loss supplement that is going to help you lose weight safely. We've been proving that since 1997, so this product is not going to be a quick fix. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you give it time to work. Our 90-day supply has a huge 86% success rate. So check it out today. We've extended that big sale through today. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. It's at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. All right, it's hard to see exactly how many people are already out there, but 7 hours until President Trump arrives in the South Bronx, and there are probably a couple of thousand people already in line. I don't want to go out on a limb here and say this, especially when you had over 100,000 people in blue New Jersey turnout. It's probably not going to be one of the larger rallies, but the fact that you've got thousands of people showing up in the South Bronx to greet Donald J. Trump, that's saying something right there, people. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Do you share concerns that the left is going to try and do something to Donald Trump between now and Election Day? And if so, how do you recommend we stop that from happening? Again, 901-260-5926. All right, I got this crazy story here to share with you. It is from the libs of TikTok. And I know Grace Baker, who is the executive producer of this program, sent me this story and just simply could not believe it. Now, Dylan, Dylan, our great board op, are you one of these guys who's like a video game person?
I do indulge in the video games, yes.
All right, are you familiar with Nintendo?
Yes.
And there is a new game, it's called the Paper Mario video game.
Yes.
Now, is this the same Mario? Is this like from the Mario Brothers?
Yeah, this is the same Mario. He's a Paper Mario. It's not Paper Mario. It's just a different power, I guess.
So this is, it's called Paper Mario, yeah. The Thousand-Year Door. So apparently, there is a transgender character in the new video game.
Oh, Lord.
So it's a dude, I think, that it's called, the character's name is Vivian. Oh, here we go. So Vivian was born a dude. In the new update of the game, reading from the New York Post, Vivian was born a male, initially appears as a villain alongside his sisters, Marilyn and Bedlam. Oh, Mario's a plumber.
Yeah.
So it seems to me Mario ought to be able to figure out that Vivian is a dude. I mean, if Mario knows his plumbing.
You would think so, Todd. Yeah. Maybe that's why she's the villain. He's the villain, whatever it is.
The trio plot against plumber protagonist Mario before Vivian decides to leave her sisters behind due to their nonstop bullying. Yes, because you're a man, dude, sir. Vivian actually talks to the video games talk now.
You didn't
back
know
when
that?
I did not. It's been a while. I think the last thing was Pac-Man or Donkey Kong or Frogger or something like that.
Yeah, they don't talk.
Wow. No, they don't talk. So, I've got to catch up with the times. What can I say? Anyway, the original Japanese version, Vivian was also transgender and subject to teasing from his sisters. In the English translation released back in 2004, the character was not trans, but was bullied because he was ugly. You know, I hate to say this, and you don't want to paint with a broad, you know, broad brush, but the dudes who think they're gals, by and large, not very attractive. I just want to throw that out there for you. I don't mean that in a bad way, but it's like, you know, men are men and women are women. In February 2023, Harry Potter video game, The Hogwarts Legacy, featured a transgender character, Serona Ryan, a barkeep who runs the Three Broomsticks Tavern in Hogsmeade Village. Is that like a gay bar? I didn't watch all the Harry Potter movies, so I don't know. Did one of the Muggles turn LGBTQIA, Dylan? I don't know.
Todd, I actually played that game.
Really?
Yep. And I realized that this character was transgender because I walked up to the bar area in the game, and the character's voice was lower than my male character's voice.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So I was like, yep.
So the guy was like, hello, my name is Sally.
Would you like a beer?
Yeah, you're not Sally. You're not. Maybe Sal, but not Sally.
That's right.
Well, this is fascinating because, again, folks, this is just the start. We're getting a head start on Gay Pride Month, which is coming up in June, and it's going to be the alphabet activists are cramming all of this stuff down your throats. But, again, it goes to show you that not just in the TV or the music world, but now even video games, they are trying to shove this agenda into all of their programming, and they want to force you to accept all of this. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up later this afternoon here in North Carolina, King, North Carolina, we'll be doing a big book signing at Gullion's Christian Supply. It's a great Christian bookstore. 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We'd love for you to drop by and say hello. And, of course, we'd love to meet all of our great listeners here on WSJS here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking with Julie Kelly. She broke the story about this FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. And just a little bit later on, we're going to be taking your calls as well. We've got a lot happening on today's program as we start our journey across North Carolina. Tomorrow, WSIC in Statesville, not too terribly far. We had to drive through Statesville to get to Winston-Salem. So anyway, that's going to be a lot of fun as well. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS.
You know, Todd, I think Trump's going to be well protected. They're going to have people in positions probably watching. You know, they got snipers that could kind of look out and see if they see anything that's funny looking. There's going to be people protecting him, and I don't think he's going to have a problem. I think there's more Americans in this country, including in the armed forces, willing to protect Trump than there is the bad ones that are trying, that like Biden, that are trying to go after him. I think Trump's going to be okay.
All right, there you go. That's Mark from the Villages in Florida, America's friendliest hometown. And again, Mark has a fair point. The president is going to be very well protected, but the challenge remains. You think somebody's out there, and we've got people like Maxine Waters and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi out there and foaming at the mouth with this insane rhetoric. It does make you wonder. All right, let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Mike in Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate there. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
How are you, Todd?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
You know, it seems that the problem we have, according to the whistleblowers at the FBI, who, by the way, had their clearances stripped and were not paid for 2 years, you know, this is what they do to whistleblowers at the FBI. All you have to do is read the Michael Horowitz report, the Inspector General for the Department of Justice. You read that report, and you can count the violations. I've held clearances in my life. I know what the violations are. And I'll tell you, there's more federal violations for what they did at Mar-a-Lago than you can shake a stick at. But you know the worst part, Todd, is to find out that they authorized the use of force. I got to tell you now, look, I've known some Secret Service guys in my day, too. And I want to tell you, well, you can ask Bongino, okay? They've sworn an oath. They would have had to shoot those FBI agents. Do you understand? This would have made one hell of a gun belt. Sad to say. But when they give a command order like that, listen, the Secret Service is there to protect the president and jump in front of the bullets. So if you don't think they're going to return fire fast or be on it before that, yeah, they are.
So, Mike, let me ask you, based on your experience here, do you think that's probably what would have happened? There could have been some sort of an incident between the FBI and the Secret Service?
Yeah, the Secret Service would have had to pull their weapons and explain to the FBI agents, you cannot come near this president. But we will have to return fire. Do you understand this? And I'm telling you, they would have laid it down to him. And all you would have needed was one guy from the FBI to reach for his weapon, and all hell would have broke loose.
Well, just imagine this, Mike. Think about this for a minute. I mean, you've got crack cocaine being left around the White House and the U.S. Capitol building. Nobody knows where the heck that stuff came from. Nobody bothers to ask Hunter. Look at Hunter Biden. The guy is a walking felony. That guy gets to walk free. Meanwhile, because he's the son of the president, meanwhile, you could have had a situation where Barron Trump may have just run into a room or something, FBI agents in there searching, and something very bad could have happened to the former first son. That's what gets me, is that the FBI has been harder on Barron Trump, who's done nothing wrong, than they have Hunter Biden, the crackhead who's going around fornicating with the hookers, allegedly.
Well, look, this won't change. Until there's accountability. Look, no one, and I mean no one, was held accountable for the Russian hoax. Not one of them.
No, not a single person. And you know, look, every single breadcrumb in that case went right back to one person, Barack Hussein Obama. And he's not being held accountable. He's not being held accountable now. You know he's running the government. Everybody knows that. But, Mike, I want to ask you one other question here before we let you go. And I appreciate you've been a great wealth of knowledge on this. What do you say to these folks out there that their argument is, well, this is standard operating procedure to go in with this much firepower?
They're crazy. There's no way, especially with a retired president. This is unheard of, anything like this. It's never happened in our country before. And, you know, when they mention the Trump derangement syndrome, this is a real thing. All you have to listen to is the words spewing out of people's mouth about what they say about this man. You know, it's really, really, I've seen crazy stuff before, but the way these people speak about Trump, their detest for Trump, it's overwhelming. And, you know, the American people see it now, and they see it for the fraud that it is.
That's well, I think you're right about that.
Democrats.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, Mike, I think the American people and a lot of Democrats are waking up to what's really going on in this country. Mike, I appreciate that call. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And Trump does a great job of this. I'm not sure who's doing the campaign video ads, but these people deserve another pay raise. This is a new Trump ad exposing the violent rhetoric from the left. Let's take a listen.
Take Trump out tonight.
We were in high school. I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
The RNC headquarters had to go into lockdown. Just a while earlier this morning, there was a suspicious package delivered.
A suspicious package found near the Republican National Committee headquarters contained two vials of blood.
Hey, want to know one?
They're angry people. They are so angry people.
The Biden administration authorizing the use of deadly force during the FBI's raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in August of 2022.
We are Hamas!
Tell them, tell them, tell them now.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. About the power we have in our own hands to meet these threats.
All right, there you go. That's coming from the left. And by the way, they could have done about 2 hours worth of campaign commercials documenting the violent threats coming from the left. You heard Maxine Waters, take Trump out. Okay, well, maybe, just maybe, folks over at FBI headquarters are taking people like Maxine Waters at their word. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I got to tell you about our new friends at First Cup Coffee. FirstCup.com is the website. That's FirstCup.com. Man, do they have an incredible cup of coffee. One of our brand new sponsors. Now, I am a big fan of the Washington flavor. However, I did enjoy a delicious blend called the Rushmore. It's a pretty darn good blend as well. All of their flavors are based on important moments in American history. And the coffee is delicious. The company is owned by a Christian conservative family. You got to love family-owned businesses. And they're just doing some incredible, incredible work out there. So be sure to check out FirstCup.com. That's FirstCup.com. Enter my name, Todd, as your promo code. And they're going to hook you up with some incredible offers. Again, FirstCup.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Now, a message from the Biden family.
Worried about where your business is headed with a new administration in charge? Will taxes, burdensome regulation, and liberal courts end everything you worked for? Not if you're with us. Hi, I'm Hunter Biden. And if my chairman can end the Keystone Pipeline so that Russian oil is more valuable going forward, he has the guts to help you too. And we have important relationships all over the world. China, Russia, Ukraine, and more. So if you need help securing that contract or getting through tricky customs, not a problem. Right, Mr. Chairman?
I'm proud of my son.
Thanks, Dad.
No. The other one.
Oh. Do business the Biden way with the Biden Family Crime Syndicate, where the chairman never, ever, ever gets paid one penny by a foreign government.
Yeah, just these stupid sparkly rocks.
Please, Dad, don't lose another diamond.
Whoops. Sorry.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul Shanklin, our great parody writer here for the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody, as we're broadcasting in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSJS, our great affiliate here. And want to thank our good buddies, Michael Carbone and Stu Epperson Jr., for giving us a great welcome here to the radio station. All right, let's get to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Cordova, Tennessee. OG Bill hanging out with us on the Mighty 990 KWAM. Hey, Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. I was just listening to the conversation earlier, and it occurred to me, I saw Bill Maher, a little news clip of him on Newsmax the other night. I think he was with The Five or somebody, talking about how Donald Trump was going to be a dictator if he gets reelected and we'd never see another election and, you know, the whole thing. And it occurred to me, isn't this what the Democrats have been doing since Donald Trump came down the elevator with all of this lawfare, with Russiagate? Everything they've been doing has been about the Democrats staying in power so they can be the dictatorship. They want a one-party system in this country, and they want it to be the Democrats. But they're trying to project it onto the Republican Party.
Yeah, I think so. You know, and we often say on this program that when the Democrats are accusing you of doing something, they're the ones who are guilty of doing it. And I think that's the case here. And you're right. The Democrats have actually controlled our government for generations. And they've done that through the bureaucracy called or known as the deep state. So that's why they're so horrified right now, is that Trump was dismantling all of that during his first 4 years in office, and that's why they had to take him out. That's what this is really all about, is maintaining control of power, and it really is a shadow government. That's what's going on there. Bill, appreciate that call, and it's a great thought. All right, let's go to Mary in North Carolina. Hi, Mary. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just want to say people are going to compare the years with Trump and the years with Biden. We were better off with President Trump. It's the culture of death. They want the transgender issue. They want abortion. They have no morals. It's horrible. And it's Obama 3.0. That's what it is. And I hope to God that they don't try to assassinate him, because we can't put anything through, you know, they'll do anything like they did to the Kennedys and Martin Luther King. God protect President Trump. We're praying every day for him. And people are fed up with this. It's horrible what's happened to our country. And I hope that Jesus comes and takes care of the situation. And we're all God's children, but the bad ones have to get wrath, Thank you. I'm very emotional today.
I cannot tell, Mary. You sound very rational to me, and you sound like you're fired up and you're passionate, Mary. And we love passion here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Mary.
I am the child. I am a 65-year-old child of Cuba that left Cuba in 62, so me and my brother could have freedom, and they left everything to the Castro brothers, their money, their houses, everything. And my poor great-grandmother that I didn't meet, or my grandmother, and they had big houses. And you know what they did? They moved in families to live with them. And what's happening here, I never thought we would see this. I'm so upset. My blood pressure goes up. But I pray for him every single day. Three rosaries. I'm Catholic. I do blessed adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Praying for America with Father Pavone on YouTube. We're praying for him. This is spiritual warfare. This is evil against good. I'm sorry, but that's what it is.
Mary, I hear you. And what we are seeing here, you're right. Your family saw in Cuba, this was communism. And this is what communism looks like. And now they're moving people into private homes in some places like Massachusetts, for example. It is right out of the playbook of the communists. And this is why I wrote Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? I wanted to show people, hey, look, big picture, put all the puzzle pieces together, and you understand what's going on in this country. But we cannot, again, folks, we cannot fight this battle politically. This is a spiritual battle we're fighting. William F. Buckley Jr. knew that. Ronald Reagan knew that. This is good versus evil that we are fighting right now, to Mary's point. Mary, I like you. I want you to give us a call. But you got to watch the blood pressure, though, Mary. You don't want it to get too high.
I will. I haven't taken my meds. I've been at church all day praying. I'm going to go home now and take my blood medicine. But I get fired up because I remember the stories of what my parents lived, what my parents had to go through for the price of freedom for my brother and I. People don't know how blessed they are. Freedom is not free. Wake up, America.
Mary, and it's going to take people like you shouting that from the rooftops. And you did it on this radio program, and I know that you have just inspired a lot of our listeners across the Fruited Plain. Mary, God bless you, and thank you for calling. I wasn't sure about the blessings, but we bless biscuits in the Baptist faith tradition. I'm not sure if that counts, but by the way, if you want to lower your blood pressure and you are in the North Carolina area, you got to go to this place. Stu Epperson, Jr., Stu Jr. took me to a place called Biscuitville, Dylan. And I don't know what I think it's a chain here in North Carolina. And I'm telling you, those are some of the best biscuits I've had.
I get mad when you talk about food during the lunch hour.
But they told me, and unfortunately it was a bit too far away, but one of the great sponsors of the radio station, WSJS, is a place called Biscuit King, and they say that you'll start speaking in tongues.
Oh, my goodness.
You eat their biscuits.
Bring some back for us, all right?
They slather it with pimento cheese and bacon and all sorts of good stuff. I clogged at least one artery, but it was worth every minute of it.
Sounds good.
Hope Mary's going to be okay. I'm concerned. All right, 901-260-5926. Do you hear the passion? That's the kind of passion that I am hearing everywhere we go on this book tour. People are ready. They're ready for Election Day. They want to get out there. They want to cast their ballots. But what makes Mary unique is that her family escaped from the communist. And I heard this a lot when I was living back in New York City. And in my neighborhood, we had a lot of people from they were refugees from communist countries in Eastern Europe. And to a person, they would warn me. They said, Todd, these policies coming out of New York City Hall, these are communist policies. We have seen this before. This does not end well. We need to be listening to those people. The people who escaped communism and came to America, we need to listen to them. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Julie Kelly, investigative journalist, coming up. She exposed the raid on Mar-a-Lago. It's going to be a great interview. You'll also be able to ask her some questions. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are not in Memphis today. We are on the road doing a four-day swing through North Carolina. And today we're very honored to be broadcasting from our great affiliate in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSJS. And we're very excited. Later tonight, we will have a big book signing at Gullion's Christian Supply, just a terrific Christian bookstore. I'm going to be signing copies of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? We'd love for you guys to come down 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Again, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. That's at Gullion's Christian Bookstore in King, North Carolina. And then tomorrow we're going to be in Statesville, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, in the first hour, we teased our next guest who broke this shocking story, providing details of what the FBI could have done at Mar-a-Lago during that guns-drawn raid on President Trump's home. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Julie Kelly, who is a great investigative journalist, wrote a terrific book called J6, How Democrats Used the Capitol Protest to Launch a War on Terror Against the Political Right. Julie, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, Todd. Thank you so much for having me on.
Julie, I want to get right to it here on this raid. You know, the argument is coming from the establishment is, well, this is not a big deal. The FBI does this in every single one of its raids. I think it is a big deal. What say you?
It's a huge deal, and shame on those individuals, especially people on this side, National Review, the Andy McCarthys of the world, who are mocking the fact that the FBI, in their operations order for the raid at Mar-a-Lago, included guidance for the use of deadly force. This is not a usual procedure. This is not a normal procedure that the FBI came out Tuesday night after I posted all of this information that had been unsealed in the classified documents case. This is not, from start to finish, Todd, this entire case and preparations for the raid is unprecedented, and no one should be defending it. Furthermore, there are federal laws designed to specifically protect former presidents, their spouse, and their children. Are FBI agents exempt from making threats against a former president? Does this order, this guidance, represent FBI agents plotting ahead of time if there was some confrontation with Donald Trump or Melania Trump or Barron Trump, that what they could use deadly force against the former president. You can't even plan to use deadly force against a former president. That's against the law. So someone is going to have to tell me how the FBI, Joe Biden's out-of-control DOJ, is somehow exempt from these federal laws specifically protecting former presidents and protecting overall U.S. Secret Service protectees. Of course, there were armed Secret Service agents at Mar-a-Lago at the same time. This could have been a disaster at so many levels. This is not normal, and no one should accept this.
And Julie, the level of threats being directed at President Trump is so off the charts. We've been told that he still has, and he is the only president who still has his full contingent of Secret Service agents. I mean, if you visit Mar-a-Lago, it really is an armed fortress. And I'm with you. Mm-hmm. That, to me, would have been the concern, is that there would have been some sort of a raging Waco-style gun battle going down at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, this is something that Dan Bongino has brought up, of course, as a former Secret Service agent himself. He's very well aware of how these things, not something like this, because, again, this has never happened before. But your oath and your duty, your responsibility to protect those under your care. So he talked about the possibility of a blue-on-blue situation that one could easily envision happening had Donald Trump, learning about the raid at 9 o'clock that morning, taken his private plane to Palm Beach and arrived at Mar-a-Lago by noon. Now, was the Secret Service or FBI going to prevent him from going onto his own personal property? What if he had stood in front of Melania's bedroom suite that we now know also from disclosures this week was ransacked by the FBI? That's not a joke. They actually have dozens of photos that they took from her personal suite. What if Donald Trump had stood in front of her suite or Barron's room and said, no, you're not getting in here. You're not coming in here. Was the FBI going to what? Handcuff him? We know that they brought handcuffs for what? We also know that they were dressed in street gear. They had no identifying jackets or shirts or even badges to indicate that they were FBI agents. But they were armed and they had ammo. What was going on here? So to Donald Trump's credit, he did not go to Mar-a-Lago when he found out about this raid. He very easily could have. Melania Trump could have flown there and stood in front of her only child's bedroom and said, no, you're not going in my son's room. Was the FBI, what were they going to put hands on her? Can't touch her. She is a Secret Service protectee and the spouse of a former president. Federal violation of federal law. The FBI agent, what was he going to do? And then could a Secret Service agent have shot? I mean, this could have gone down. And for people who are mocking this, oh, this never could have happened. It easily could have happened. And the bottom line, Pat, there was no need for this armed raid whatsoever. Donald Trump and his lawyers had been cooperating with the archives and then the DOJ for months trying to figure out what they wanted. They were handing over documents voluntarily. They were complying with another subpoena. None of this was necessary. And now for the FBI to come out and say that this is normal protocol?
Yeah, I'm just not buying it. And by the way, I saw there was some reporting that there were internal concerns within the FBI about the amount of force that was going to be on display, that was going to be used at Mar-a-Lago. Are you hearing anything from FBI agents or any of your sources in law enforcement?
Well, I was reading again today the transcribed interview with Stephen D'Antuono, who was the head of the Washington FBI field office at the time. He'd been promoted from Detroit after concocting a FedNapping scheme. That's a whole other story. Finally, Stephen D'Antuono comes out. Yeah, he resisted doing this armed raid, and he specifically said, and was telling top DOJ officials who were running the show, look, we're getting cooperation from Donald Trump. He let us into Mar-a-Lago in June. 2 months before the raid, Jay Bratt, the head of counterintelligence for DOJ, who not only led the investigation, but helped concoct this whole case. Donald Trump delayed flying to Bedminster, allowed Jay Bratt and three FBI agents from the corrupt Washington field office into Mar-a-Lago and said, Look around, whatever you need, we are here to help. So Stephen D'Antuono, in his interview with House Republicans, said this is why he was fighting against an R raid. He said, we're getting cooperation. But of course, this wasn't about getting documents, right, Todd? We know that. This was all optics. It was a stunt from start to finish to make it look like Donald Trump is a criminal, that he had hoarded national, you know, nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago and was going to share them with our enemies. That's what this is about. But it could have resulted in injuries. That's why they had a medic embedded, too. They had a medic embedded with this FBI team and directions how to get to a hospital 18 miles away from Mar-a-Lago. So I guess that's standard operating procedure. Who was going to be injured and why?
So it's a great point. Tons of questions. And honestly, from the political side of things, you wonder, why is it that the House Republicans have not at least attempted to defund the Justice Department? I mean, this is insane that the DOJ and Merrick Garland and his minions have been allowed to basically declare war on a former president of the United States, Julie.
That's exactly right. And so it's frustrating. I think there are House Republicans who are trying to do that, who have, entered legislation like Marjorie Taylor Greene to defund Jack Smith. That's something that House Speaker Mike Johnson has come out against, defunding Jack Smith. In this continuing appropriation process, they keep giving the Department and DOJ and FBI more money. There's authorization now to build a new shiny headquarters for the FBI. I mean, there is no accountability. So this is why they thought they could get away with this unlawful, unprecedented raid, which, of course, they did get away with it. But had they also never thought that documents like this operations order that I posted on Tuesday would ever see the light of day? And the only reason it has is because Judge Aileen Cannon is a one-woman wrecking ball. And she is insistent on bringing transparency and accountability to this corrupt, dirty, sloppy case. And she was authorized the unsealing of this motion and the exhibit, which was this FBI order. But for her, we never would have seen this. And DOJ, the Biden regime, and FBI never thought we would. So now they're in spin mode, pretending that this is all standard operating procedure.
Well, Julie, I think we can go on for hours here, and I know you are slammed. You are in high demand, and rightfully so. By the way, folks, you got to follow Julie's Substack, Declassified with Julie Kelly. Julie, you're doing great journalism, and any way we can be of help, you just let us know, but keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for having me on, and thank you for your kind Twitter post the other day. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. We got your back, Julie. We got your back.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Julie Kelly, everybody, great journalist, and I would follow her work. If you follow her on Twitter, X, Julie_Kelly, the number two, that's Julie_Kelly, the number two. Wow. There you have it, folks. And this journalism is out there, but people doing the journalism are few and far between. So thank goodness that Julie Kelly is on this. She broke that story, and I am very, very glad she is. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Team Trump, boots on the ground in the Bronx. Get this. Severe thunderstorms in New York City. There have been people lined up for 8 hours waiting to get in to see Donald Trump in the Bronx. Just right across from AOC's congressional district. It's just unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926. We are standing by to take your calls. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Like struggling, people are getting desperate too. That brings the crime up. When you get poverty and you get a bunch of people that come here that get actually more benefits than the people that been here, then what?
This is real America. This right here, people are paying 30, 40% more. We were just going to buy Windex to clean the windshield. Everything is expensive. Everybody is hurting. People need to see that their leader cares about them. And Donald Trump does care about them. And that's why he's coming here.
Why do you want to see Donald Trump tomorrow? But Donald Trump is the man. Everybody wants to see Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is the man.
All right, there you go, folks. That audio you heard from Newsmax, they went out to the South Bronx talking to people that are standing in line already in the middle of thunderstorms, all sorts of rain in the New York City area. But people are already lining up, several thousand people, and they want to hear Donald Trump tonight. They want to hear his message. And as you heard, by the way, it is mostly a minority audience that is out there. And it's driving the liberals nuts, and they're freaking out. And the reason they're freaking out is that so many people are now waking up and they're realizing, wait a second, the Democrats don't really care about us. The Democrats would rather take care of the illegal aliens. And the people in New York City have seen this, and they've seen it firsthand thanks to the bus brigades coming up from Florida and predominantly from Texas. By the way, you'll be able to watch the Trump rally exclusively on Newsmax starting at 6 o'clock Eastern tonight. Again, that's 6 o'clock Eastern, President Trump in the Bronx, and we'll be carrying that live. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be checking in with our friends on Team Trump, and we'll bring you the very latest there. See, maybe, just maybe, we might be able to get a preview of what the president is going to be talking about. But this is a big deal, what's happening in New York City. And folks, I don't know about you, but I am feeling pretty darn good right now. Because even in places like Deep Blue, New York City, people are just fed up. Absolutely fed up. By the way, I'm curious, I'm going to go through this list here that's being shared on the socials. And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what's really going on. So, according to this report posted on Twitter, Bidenomics is having a massive impact on restaurants. And this is their list. Old Country Buffet closing all remainder locations. IHOP closing locations. Applebee's closing 35 locations. Red Lobster closing 50 locations. And they could fully go belly up. Denny's closing 20 locations. Marie Callender shutting down all remaining locations. Pizza Hut planning to close locations. Ruby Tuesdays, Joe's Crab Shack, Bonefish Grill. And I will say this. I've been driving by. You know, we do a lot of traveling out on the road over these past couple of months since Twilight's Last Gleaming came out. And I'll tell you, I have just not seen the crowds at these restaurants. Where were we? We were in Atlanta. And we went to, was it Texas Roadhouse or something like that? One of those kinds of places. And no, it was J. Alexander's. So it was nothing like Texas Roadhouse. Is that the one that gives you the free peanuts? I can't remember. Them and Five Guys. Anyway, there were no peanuts at this one. But J. Alexander's walked in. It was Sunday after church. You would expect a line out the door. You walked right in, and it was as if the entire restaurant was a ghost town. People just cannot afford to go out to eat because of Joe Biden and his economic policies. I mean, it really is that simple. And I know that many of you have shared your stories. You've sent me the messages. And I get it. A lot of folks are really, really struggling right now. And it's not on you unless you voted for Joe Biden. And then I blame you entirely. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Again, coming up this afternoon, 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we're going to be at Gullion's Christian Supply in King, North Carolina. I'll be doing a book signing, Bring a Friend, and we've got plenty of books, and I would love to sign a copy for you. I would love to meet all of our listeners here on WSJS, and we certainly appreciate their great hospitality as they open up their studios. And we broadcast the show nationally from here in Winston-Salem. And, you know, that is something that a lot of radio hosts don't do, the big national guys. But we love it. We love going out, and we love getting to see our local radio stations and the great work they're doing in their respective cities. All right, that music means we've got to take a quick break here. Hang tight. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, I need to talk about millennials and Gen Zers. Dylan, if Ben Teeter is in the house, instruct him to go to the studio because I may need to ask him some questions about this. So the New York Post has an interesting story up, and the headline is puzzling. Gen Z woman floored by 35-year-old man's text messages after first date. Now, at first blush, Dylan, I thought, oh, wow, this guy's like a creeper or like a stalker or something, right? I mean, it makes it sound like the guy was like texting some pretty horrible things to this little innocent Gen Zer. And the Gen Zer, by the way, is 27. So the first question, ladies and gentlemen, I have, is he too old for her? He's 35, she's 27. I don't think that's a good, I don't know. I mean, maybe some people, you know, if you're a guy and you marry somebody who's like 10 or 15 years younger, does that actually work? So anyway, Ben Teeter is with us now. I've been told Ben Teeter has arrived in the studio. So, Teeter, I'm curious because this has been an ongoing issue within the talk show staff, my texting.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
I
a problem.
Think, you see, I don't think it is a problem. I'm just grammatically correct. You're telling me that being grammatically correct means that I'm actually angry.
It's triggering. It's triggering sometimes, you know. It's like the ant that uses only all caps. It's very similar to that. If we get a message that is all uppercase, in your case, when you put a period at the end of your sentence, it means a certain level of sternness that makes the rest of us run for the hills.
So that's rather presumptuous, don't you think? I mean, what's wrong with being grammatically correct?
Well, it's more just what is infused into that punctuation. I don't think anybody has a problem with the fact that you're more grammatically correct. It's just when you say, get me that paperwork, period, if you didn't put the period there, or if you put an emoji, see, Todd, if you used like the smiley face emoji, that would diffuse the situation and your staff would feel less threatened and triggered.
Oh, my God. I've got to use the emojis now?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them.
I'm a grown man. Why is a grown man having to use these emojis?
I bet if you threw it out to anybody in your audience under 28, they would agree with your younger staff.
Is
us.
I may be way out of step here. I'm baffled by this text, and we're getting slightly sidetracked, but I think this could be like a big problem, and I say this because World War III, we're like on the verge of it, and we could end up sparking World War III because somebody sent a text out.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Grace Baker says no comment, and she's got, you see, Grace Baker is, she's the one I'm talking about. So now she sends me an emoji, and this is why I don't understand the emojis. It's like this yellow face, and it's like smiling, like it's laughing, but it's also weeping.
I mean, kids literally end relationships over this stuff, Todd. It is a big deal.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yes. And well, for maybe your generation, what, did you get on Morse code? What was the telegraph? You know, we do everything via text. So one wrong emoji could really send the wrong message.
We use something called a telephone. And then we use something called personal interactions. No. This is before the BlackBerry.
Oh.
The problem is I don't think your generation knows how to actually communicate with people.
Well, we do. We use Snapchat for that. You know, communication.
Without a device. You watch what's going to happen here, Ben Teeter, is that we're going to be in a situation, again, where let's say somebody sends a text message to Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin's, you know, 29-year-old social media person says, oh, my God, there's a period at the end of this. We've got to hit the button.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the signs of the time. I had a story on the show this morning where literally the president of the United States is hiring a position just to create memes, Todd, because you've got kids between the age of 18 and 34. I call them kids, but millennials, Gen Zers, and they're struggling with that poll. So they are actually hiring someone to create memes for President Biden. And you actually have to move to Wilmington to do it.
Wilmington, North Carolina.
No, Delaware.
Oh, Delaware.
With the
oh,
president.
Yeah. Nobody wants to do that. No offense to the people of Wilmington. But so Elizabeth Castaldi is this woman, and she went on a date. She's 27 years old. She went on a date with a 35-year-old, and she received a text message from him the next day. And here's what the text message said. "Hey, had fun last night, period. Have a good day," the man texted. And so she screenshots this private text message, and she posted on her social media platform and asked the following question: is he a bad texter, or is he over 35?
Oh, that's funny. Well, and you were saying, how old is he again? He's in his 30s, right?
Yeah, he's 35.
Mm.
And so... And she's just got this snarky little look on her face. Anyway, she said, "I have to start dating people my own age."
Probably a good idea. You know, she's lucky he didn't ghost her. I mean, most girls are lucky if they even get a text back. Most guys, I mean, they go on the date. It was great. They go to sleep. You know, what is there to say? She's lucky she even got that text.
So... she goes on. Now, this is sparking a lot of controversy, apparently, on social media. A lot of people say she was accurate and that he was texting like a millennial. Others thought she was being unfair and the text she received was not out of the ordinary. I just need someone to tell me, how is that bad? What this guy said, how is that bad? And how could you interpret something like that? "Hey, had fun last night." Oh, I know what it is. He ended each sentence with a period.
Mm-hmm. And he could have changed that had he have used an exclamation point, or even better, too, and thrown in the yellow emoji with the kissing lips. That would have...
Wait, what? No, yeah. He's a guy. He's a man. A man is not going
to
do that.
Young men are soft, Todd, these days, and that's what these girls are trying to date. They want a soft guy, and she didn't get a soft guy. She just got a guy that had grammatically correct, you know, communication and text.
In other words, English majors are screwed. You guys are not going to be able to get good dates.
Yeah, no, I mean, imagine the future of journalism, Todd. The copy is going to just be filled with a lot of exclamation points and emojis, and everybody will feel better at least. Or
Grace
they?
Says that Grace Baker is tight. She says, "Laughing so hard, you're crying." Oh, that's what the emoji means.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. She didn't put a period on that. So I don't know if there's more to that or if, you know, again, that's what the period is for.
So would you suggest that these young people that are all riled up over the lack of communication should what, go on dates in person, or do they pick up the phone and call? I mean, what is the alternative? I mean, what did you do? Just pick up the phone. Then there would be no confusion. Okay.
Exactly. That's it. She goes on to say the text lacks any sense of enthusiasm, urgency, or intimacy. He could have written that to someone at work about a work function. What was the guy supposed to say? I just thought he was being a polite, well-mannered guy.
What's happening here is she is projecting. She's projecting her insecurities about that date into those words. Everybody knows I'm right. She was insecure that the date didn't go well. And so because she feels that way, she is reading into something where there is nothing to be read into.
"If he texts like my dad, it's a green flag." That's what somebody said. So anyway, she responded to the guy. And this is where I'm just confused. She responds, "Me too, ! Hope your day is going well, period."
Oh, now she's playing petty.
Oh, so she's using punctuation as like... Oh, she's being...
She's getting back at him. She's like, "You want to play this game? Two can play this game. Watch
it." Oh, is that what it is? So you're... Wow. "Hey, baby, let me parse your participle."
Perfect.
Okay. I think that would get me reported.
# me too.
Oh, jeez. Are those still allowed? Are you still allowed to do hashtags?
I think those are out. Those are millennial things.
Jeez, you see, this is, I'm very happy not being in any of these scenes.
See, they didn't tell you this when you left New York and bought a radio station and employed people under the age of 25. Then
I've got a headache.
I know.
Exclamation mark. Hashtag Tylenol. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm curious. Do you find it difficult to communicate with Gen Zers or millennials? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Dieter, you filled in yesterday on the big show.
I know, and I barely made it to work this morning. I was exhausted. How do you do it every day? It's a three-hour show.
Well, then you got to do the one-hour Newsmax show, and then you got to do show prep and write the commentaries.
And then you jumped on an airplane, and now you're in North Carolina. I mean, how are you doing? Let's do some cross-examination. Do you have coffee, or do you have an emotional support animal? I mean, Todd, you're tired.
So, no, but we ran across a possum that had been killed on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
No.
That was unfortunate. No, this is interesting. Stu Epperson Jr., who owns a station out here, and is a great American patriot. He's a huge basketball guy, and he's all about the health stuff. You know, your stuff.
Yeah,
the liquefied
wheatgrass. Yeah.
Anyway, he gave me this thing. It's called muscadine grape juice.
Wow. That's a type of grape. Is it good?
It's delicious. I got the pineapple mango version. So it put a pep in my step, and I needed it after eating that biscuit from Biscuitville.
Do they have better biscuits? You kind of have to say yes because you're in New York.
They got delicious biscuits out here.
Mm.
I'm just telling you. Hey, before we go anywhere, let's bring in Bill, who is listening to us on WSJS. And Bill has an allegory. Bill, this is great. Welcome, by the way, to the show, and it's great to be in your town.
Todd, I'm sorry I wasn't able to do Mike Krzyzewski in Duke when they played Carolina. I wanted to do a Starnesville here in Winston. I just didn't have the time, sir. I apologize for that.
That's okay. It's all right, Bill.
All right. But anyway, real quickly, to the point, Gen Z, millennials, it reminds me of in the years past when Canadian geese would always fly south for the winter, north for the summer. But what happened was halfway in between, they found out, hey, right here's home. This sounds like a good place to stay. And I got them.
Wow. Well, the problem is, the problem is, on the way over, they always deposit something on my car. Just like the Gen Zers.
Yeah, well, that's true, Todd. But one other quick question, I'm going to let you go. I was hoping you would have a chance to go south on 52 to go to the Honey Monk, also known as Lexington Barbecue, and get you a lean, brown, coarse chop plate. And after you finish that, you'd run over to the main street there to the barbecue center and get you the biggest banana split. It would feed half a family.
Good Lord, man. I think I just clogged another artery listening to that description.
Hey, man, I love a barbecue. But anyway.
Well, it sounds like you do. And, Bill, I hope you can swing down this afternoon. We're going to be at Gullion's, the Christian bookstore in King. That's from 4 to 6 o'clock, 4 to 5:30 tonight. My apologies. And I look forward to seeing a lot of our great listeners. Bill, appreciate you calling in. Thank you for listening to our great affiliate, WSJS. Ben Dieter, I should have brought you along. You could have been like the secondary eater on the trip with your carnivore diet. Or you're only eating meat.
Only eating meat. But that banana split wow. I mean, go down, what was it, 55? Hey, get that banana split. That sounds delicious.
It does sound delicious. All right, Ben Dieter, go enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for giving us some insight into punctuation and the generations.
You're welcome. Anything for you.
I think I'm so confused. All right. Thank you. Ben Dieter, everybody. All right. We do have to take a quick break. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show on the road, broadcasting from WSJS, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 4 to 5:30 tonight at Gullion's Christian Supply. I'm going to be signing copies of my brand-new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Even if you don't buy a book, come on by. It's a lot of fun. We'll say howdy. We'll fellowship. And we're going to have a good time there in King, North Carolina. That begins at 4 o'clock. It's sort of a come and go. Just come in, get your book signed, and you can go on about your day. All right. We do have some breaking news to share with you.
Breaking news now on the Todd Stearns Show.
All right. And by the way, this is a credit to the great Todd Stearns Show listening audience. When you guys hear of something that is not right, you light up the phones, you send the emails, and you really do move the needle. And you have done so once again. So earlier this week, or it may have been last week, we told you about the Knights of Columbus in Virginia. This is in Petersburg, Virginia, Council 694 of the Knights of Columbus. So every Memorial Day since the 1960s, the Knights of Columbus have been holding a Memorial Day Mass in the Poplar Grove National Cemetery, and it has been a really moving ceremony. And the Knights of Columbus, great guys, and they do great work across America. Anyway, the Biden administration came in and said, you are no longer allowed to hold a Mass inside a national cemetery. That is now against the law. Well, we have some good news. Thanks to our friends at First Liberty Institute, as well as our awesome audience, the Biden administration has revisited this issue. The news is that the Knights of Columbus will now be allowed to hold their service on Memorial Day inside the Poplar Grove National Cemetery. So well done, ladies and gentlemen, and give yourselves a round of applause. Good for you. Roger Byron, the senior counsel at First Liberty, said this: the Knights are thrilled they will be able to exercise their religious beliefs and keep this honorable tradition alive. We appreciate the tremendous support of Governor Youngkin and the Attorney General of the Commonwealth in this case. So what a great thing. Again, this is what happens, folks. When people of faith stand together, we can facilitate change in this country. That is the message of this radio program. That's the message in Twilight's Last Gleaming. We don't have to settle for this darkness that has just swept across America. We can stand together and we can bring morning back to America. And you guys did that, and thanks to your efforts, the Knights of Columbus are going to be able to hold that Memorial Day service. And that's one of the great joys of hosting this radio program, is when we are able to help right a terrible wrong in this country. So well done, all of you guys. Give yourselves a pat on the back. All right, we've got to scoot out of here. Coming up, we're going to get a live report from the Bronx, New York. Also, an incredible story about why Christians should be supporting Israel. We're going to be getting to your calls as well, so hang tight if you're on the lines. We're taking your calls coming up next, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show live in Winston-Salem on WSJS. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stearns.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program, and we are on the road doing a number of events here in the beautiful state of North Carolina. Wow, we've got a lot of fun happening tomorrow, WSIC in Statesville, and you'll be able to come out and watch the show, doing a big book signing, food trucks at the radio station. It is going to be so much fun. Then on Saturday, I'll be speaking at a big national homeschool convention, signing books in Greensboro, And Sunday morning, I'll be delivering the keynote address at the North Carolina Republican Party's big prayer breakfast following their state convention. And today, right here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at our terrific affiliate, WSJS, we'll be doing a book signing later this afternoon, 4 o'clock. The festivities get underway at Gullion's Christian Supply, which is a great Christian bookstore in King, North Carolina. So come on out and say howdy, and we'll have a good time. Meanwhile, there are thousands of people saying howdy right now in the South Bronx, where President Trump is going to be delivering a big speech, holding a big rally later on this evening. And you know what's fascinating about this turnout? This is a deep blue part of New York City, and the weather is not so great, but it doesn't seem to matter at all. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile newsmaker line, Lynn Patton, who is one of the big advisors and supporters of our president. She's in New York City for the rally tonight. Lynn, how's it going?
Hey, Todd. I'm standing in the middle of the Bronx, and it's super exciting. Right in front of Yankee Tavern. It was the quietest place I could find. But then, you know, we're on our way over to the park, Cortona Park. It's my understanding the place only holds 3,500 capacity, and we pre-sold over 10,000 tickets due to high demand. It's incredible.
This is, all right, so this is breaking news. So 3,500, that's the capacity, and you're telling me 10,000 people have wanted tickets.
Correct, correct. The overflow is going to be insane. I see cops everywhere. Streets are shut off. We're super excited, and AOC said she wanted to see the Bronxites react. Well, I can assure her they're reacting, and it's all positive towards my boss.
This is just unreal, and it's wonderful. I hear somebody honking the horn there. So, Lynn, we have a lot of videos, by the way, folks, up on toddstarnes.com, live video from the scene. And, Lynn, if you could describe what you are seeing. Are you seeing a lot of people wearing the Trump stuff like you would
see? It's like MAGA land in the middle of New York City. Let me tell you something, Todd. When I flew home from Palm Beach to New York City a couple of days ago, I actually wore my campaign jacket on the plane. And not one person said anything to me. I'm telling you, this is not something that would have been easy for me to do in 2020 or even 2016. Not that I'm ever not, you know, proud to wear my MAGA gear, but, you know, you're asking for trouble. I'm telling you, there is a shift, and it's seismic. And even here in deep blue New York, it's going to, I think what we saw last week or 2 weeks ago in Wildwood, New Jersey, we're going to see on the same sort of level in the Bronx here. It's pandemonium. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people here, you know, descending upon the middle of the Bronx, right near Yankee Stadium, and it's an amazing sight.
What you are describing is going to be a seismic shift in politics.
Yeah.
And just
so you know, the layout of this place, it's almost like a gladiator type stadium, like or pen. And Trump's stage is going to be like in the middle and kind of surrounded on all sides by the crowd. I think he even has to go through like a little tunnel to kind of get to there and then pop up on stage. So I'm sure Secret Service is loving this, but it's amazing. The optics are going to be out of this world.
Mm. And again, we're talking about the Bronx. It's kind of like Philadelphia sports fans. These people, they just kind of lay it out there. But you know, this president, and even if there are some, you know, if he's getting some Bronx cheers, he's going to give it back. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Of course. And I walked into this Yankee Tavern on the corner here of Girard and I think 160th Street. And as soon as I walked in, I'm wearing my campaign jacket, a whole bunch of people cheered. I mean, I wish I had it on video.
Wow.
There's no
just
surprise
remarkable.
That Yankee fans love Donald Trump. They've loved him since the 80s and 90s. You know, they're not fooled by the fake news media. They know that this man has done a lot for New York, his own backyard. This is where he's from. He's trans- he's changed the entire landscape. And they also know that he's being unfairly targeted and that he's one of us. They've always called him the blue-collar billionaire for a reason, because his base was always taxi drivers, cab drivers, police officers, firefighters. They loved him then. They love him now.
Wow. Lynn Patton is joining us from the Bronx, live on the ground in the Bronx, where thousands of people are coming to see President Trump. Lynn, I thought I would never, ever say those words on the radio show.
Me neither. I love it. I love it. Even better, this place is only about 20 minutes from my apartment. So,
oh, that's even better. You don't have to worry about the commute. Yeah, I love that. That's great.
Right? I love it.
Lynn, when you see the reports coming out, and of course, I think we're all still trying to come to terms with the shocking thing that could have happened at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI authorizing deadly force. I saw President Trump's statement, and I'm just telling you, it's just a very strange time in America right now, and a dangerous time, I think.
It's bone-chilling, Todd, and it's vile. To know that Barron or his grandparents or his mother or the president or even Secret Service. I was actually talking to a Secret Service agent yesterday. He's a very good friend of mine. And I said, the fact that they were willing to use deadly force against you too, I mean, how does that make you feel? And he's serious. He's serious. And I know they're trying to say, oh, this is standard language. But at the end of the day, when you're serving a warrant on a former president, that language needs to be removed. There is absolutely no circumstance where that would have been okay. Absolutely none. And I posted something on Instagram the other day. Think about this. Still, the only president's son whose room they've raided is Barron Trump. You know whose room they haven't raided? Who's a president's son? Hunter Biden. I mean, wrap your head around that thought. That is unprecedented and unbelievable and, quite frankly, disgraceful.
You're absolutely right. All right, Lynn, you guys are going to have a lot of fun tonight. I know we'll be broadcasting it live. Folks, you can watch it on Newsmax, so be sure to watch if you're not there. Or if you're in the New York City, go to the Bronx and have a great time this
evening. That's right. My friend who's a former cop just texted me and said, is it too late for me to come? I said, come. I said, it's never too late. Never too late.
I love it. Well, this is going to be exciting. Lynn, always great to have you on the show. Have a great time tonight, and we'll all be watching and cheering.
I love it. Thank you, Todd. I'll see
you
later on Newsmax.
Sounds great. Lynn Patton, everybody, and what a great live hit right there in the Bronx, New York. Folks, this is the takeaway nugget. She said 3,500, room for 3,500. She said 10,000 people have already requested tickets. So this is going to be phenomenal. People have been standing in line for hours, hoping to be there on the front row. And it's an exciting time to be an America First patriot. All right. Before we go to break, we've had some folks holding on and want to get to these calls. Let's go to the phones, 901-260-5926. North Carolina, the German Shepherd is on the line. Hey, German Shepherd, what's going on?
I'm so excited, Mr. Starnes. I could be twins right now.
Well, I love it. I'm listening to Lynn, and I know we got a book signing later today, but I want to hop on a plane and go to the Bronx.
You know what? I'm in a 18-wheeler, and I'm on my way to come see you. I'm going to be there about 4:30, and that's why I'm so excited to finally meet you after all these years.
Well, so you're literally driving over because you're over in WTKF territory, which is over in the eastern part of the state. Is that right?
That's correct. It's on my way. I'm on a truck route going up to Ohio, and you're on the way, and I'm going to get there before you close up shop. So I'm excited to meet you.
Oh, this is going to be fantastic. Well, we'll be at the Christian Bookstore, Gullion Supply, a Christian Supply, and over in King, and we're going to have a great time. Can't wait to see you.
Yes, sir. And I've been driving about 25 years this 18-wheeler, and it might take a little bit of artwork, but I'll get this truck parked somewhere. Thank you.
We may have to live stream that on Facebook. That's awesome.
No, don't do that. My boss might get mad.
Oh, well, all right. We'll keep it on the download then. So we'll just keep that between you and me and a few million of our listeners. So we're good.
That's right.
All right. Well, look, safe travels to you, my friend, and we will see you this afternoon over at the Christian Bookstore.
10-4.
All right. That's the German Shepherd driving his 18-wheeler over to the book signing this afternoon. I wonder if he'll let me, like, you know, blow the horn, honk the horn. That'd be kind of cool. All right. Let's go back to the phones. James in Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our flagship station. James, what do you think about this Trump rally in the Bronx?
Man, I think it's a good, it's a common sense thing. Because when it boils down to it, the people that he's talking to is not being fooled by the rhetoric of food. Everything is fine. See, these people are just common sense people. And that's why I like Donald Trump. He's just a common sense kind of person. And if you can't see what's going on today, and I think a lot of people is seeing what's going on, and I'm so glad for the citizens, because it ain't about Trump. It ain't about really about Biden. It's about this country being taken over right in your face. They already told you it's all right for a little boy going to the bathroom with a girl. All men ought to be very, and I'm very upset. I got a granddaughter. She'll be 3 years old in September. And I'm very upset about that. And we live in a country where men just go along with it. How a man going to go? If you got a daughter, you ought to be upset. But anyway, I'm glad for Trump. And I always say his life is in danger. His life is in danger. But when I heard this thing about Garland letting it be a big deal that they can just start shooting at random. Like these people are vicious, man. See, that's the thing we have to realize.
Hold on, James. I got to share this with you, because the argument, their defense is, oh, we do this for everybody. Okay, so you're telling me that you're going in guns drawn, ready to shoot people who are, you know, go to a Catholic mass or are happen to be pro-life? That's your standard operating procedure? If that's the case, that needs to change.
He just, listen, man, it's good that Donald Trump is around, because if you can't see today, it's right in your face. We got all kind of problems. We got the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians gathering forces to control where? Africa. The guy from Kenya was there talking about some crap. These people are challenging America. But America got so much dirt behind it. They got so much low down behind it that it's going to be hard. A lot of African nations is telling America, telling the French, get the hell out of our continent. But they still letting some vipers in with the Chinese and the Russians. So we'll see how it go. But,
all right, James.
Right on Donald Trump.
James, we got a skedaddle, my friend, but it's good to have you back home in Memphis. I thought we had lost you to Florida, so we're glad you're back in the 901, sir.
Well, I'm about to buy a home in Mississippi. I already looked at since I've been here. So, but I still be close. I'd be in South Haven.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
You'd be close. I got to. Yes,
all
sir.
Right.
You have a great day, and thank you very much.
James, always good hearing from you, and welcome back. And by the way, I know Ben Dieter will send over this information. A big, big gathering tonight in Whitehaven, which is an incredible suburb of Memphis. Senator Brent Taylor, who is, quite frankly, one of the most important legislators in all of America, is going to be meeting tonight, and he's going to be speaking. It is free of charge, and it's going to be held over at the YMCA there in Whitehaven, the Whitehaven Republican Club. And I know we have a lot of KWAM listeners, so I want to share this intel real quick. It is tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock, at the YMCA on Elvis Presley Boulevard. And I hope you get out there. By the way, Ben Dieter will be there, so you'll be able to greet him. But I want you to hear the message. It's a town hall called Make Memphis Matter. If I was not out on the road, here in North Carolina, my backside would be at that meeting, because this is an incredibly important meeting for all of you folks in the Memphis area. If you live in Whitehaven, great. You definitely need to be there. But if you live anywhere around the Memphis area, if you want to save your city, You need to be there. You need to go to this gathering. It is tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock, Elvis Presley Boulevard at the YMCA right next to Whitehaven High School. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us as we're broadcasting in beautiful North Carolina. Can I just say, you guys here in the Carolinas, what beautiful towns and communities. And drove down the Blue Ridge Parkway earlier today, flew into Asheville, North Carolina. By the way, they're building a brand-new airport out there, and the Lord knows they need it. I mean, that place is growing by leaps and bounds. And had a chance to fellowship last night with Paul and Michelle Cox. Michelle and I co-wrote the Biscuit Book together, and they have a brand-new, beautiful farmhouse. If you'd like to see some pictures, go over to my Facebook page, and they've got a wonderful spread there. And let me tell you something. Michelle Cox is an incredible cook, and she had, as soon as I walked in the door, we had homemade meatloaf, green beans out of the garden, homemade coleslaw. It was quite the meal. So they're taking good care of us out here in the Carolinas, and we certainly appreciate all of you fine folks as we go out there and say hello and greet all of our great listeners. All right, I want to play some audio real quick here. This is Congressman Dan Golden, a Democrat, cut number 10.
And there's no question that Donald Trump has visions, as we saw from his video with the Unified Reich, which was a completely knowing and intentional inclusion in that video. Let's be real here. He is paving the way to become a Vladimir Putin or to become an Adolf Hitler or a Kim Jong-un. That's what he wants to be. And all of this is in the lead up to paving the way for him to win this election and then to take over this country and literally to eliminate the democracy that we know.
All right, these people are just unhinged. That's all there is about it. When you look at the literal policies of the Democrats, especially how they've been treating Jews lately, that's right out of Adolf Hitler's playbook. So again, when the Democrats accuse you of being Hitler, they're the ones with the weird little skinny mustache. All right, kind of take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. We are broadcasting the show today from WSJS Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Big book signing, 4 o'clock. All the fun and festivities start over at Gullion's Christian Supply. Going to be it's a great bookstore, family-owned bookstore. Can't wait to meet you guys out there later on this afternoon. Right now, though, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're honored to have the president of Genesis 123 Foundation. Has an incredible book out called Israel the Miracle. Jonathan Feldstein joins us. Jonathan, how's it going? Welcome to the show.
Well, it's a delight to be with you. Thank you for having me. Maybe I should join you at the book signing and bring some of mine.
Come on down. Look, there's room for everybody, Jonathan. Room for everybody. Let's talk about this awesome book. And I'm fascinated to hear the back. There's got to be a great backstory here. You interviewed a number of Christian leaders, and it's a compilation of 75 essays by some of the top Christian leaders out there. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, I credit it all to God, and it's so funny because I'm an Orthodox Jew, born in America, moved to Israel 20 years ago, and it's been my calling since the late 80s to be a bridge builder between Jews and Christians. And I was already working with a publisher who's our publisher, Higher Life, they're amazing, to begin a different book project. In October of 22, God put this incredible idea in my heart. I called up the publisher. I said, hey, what do you think of the idea to celebrate Israel's 75th birthday that we compile 75 essays by Christian leaders all over the world writing why Israel is significant? That was about 6 months before we were celebrating our 75th. And he said, yes, great idea. And he improved upon it immediately. And then all my good friends who are in the publishing business and media, who we started inviting to write their essays, said, nah, Jonathan, no way. You're not going to get this done in time. It's way too ambitious. 75 essays, a coffee table book with pictures. It's not going to get done in time. And I want to tell you, and this is why I know it's all God. I don't have ideas. God gives me the ideas. This was in October of 22. By August of 23, 9 months later, we delivered the electronic file to the printer here in Israel. And a month later, it was off the presses, being boxed, getting ready to ship to America, with a little hook that 2 weeks later, we had a big war going on here, which delayed everything.
So I want to give out this website address, and folks, got to check this out. You can actually get a copy of the book here as well, IsraelTheMiracle.com. That's IsraelTheMiracle.com. Jonathan, I'm curious, as you mentioned, you are Jewish. What was that experience like for you watching these Christians writing these essays about Israel?
I have to tell you, Todd, and I'm getting emotional thinking about it, some of them really made me cry. The emotion, the theology that's represented, knowing that, you know, now it's prophetic. Now when Israel, we feel like Israel's standing alone in so many ways around the world. So many of the essays are really prophetic, but the word in Hebrew is chizuk, the encouragement that these words give to all of us here in Israel, it's unbelievable. And they're all great. They're all personal. The book represents Christian leaders from throughout the world, with every continent except Antarctica, and multi-ethnic, multi-denominational men, women, people from their 20s to their 90s. And we were very blessed. Someone said to me that they're calling it Pat Robertson's last testament on Israel. We got Pat Robertson's unbelievable words just a few months before he passed, and we, out of respect, moved his essay out of alphabetical order to the front of the book. And I'll tell you what, you could just read his essay and close the book and be done with it. But it's experiential. This is important. People should get the book to read with their children and grandchildren, because they're essays of about 1,000 words at a time. The pictures are stunning. You interact with the book. It's not just a book that you read and put on your shelf, but you get to interact with it, and you get to experience Israel. Not as good as being here, but awful close.
It's just absolutely beautiful. The cover is just stunning. And again, folks, the name of the book, Israel the Miracle, celebrating 75 years of the miraculous restoration of Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel. And you mentioned Pat Robertson, but also our good friend Dr. Ben Carson. You also included some writings from him as well.
We have Ben Carson's essay. We have some of the ones that I'm most interested and proud of. We have the former Supreme Court Justice of South Africa, who as a Christian received death threats for his being as supportive of Israel as he is. We have the former president of Guatemala, who moved the Guatemalan embassy to Jerusalem. Colonel Richard Camp writing about what an incredible army we have from the UK. My gosh, and Graham Lotz. I could go on. I could just go on. It's Chris Mitchell, who's the founder, if you will, of Christian journalism here in Jerusalem. So many great essays.
And, of course, Rafael Cruz on the list. That's exciting. Timothy Hill, a good friend of the program. This is just an impressive lineup and wonderful essays. And, folks, you're going to want to get a copy of this. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be inspired. And it's exciting to see some of the people that are regulars on this program, our friend David Barton, of course, Gordon Robertson, who is Pat's son, and my dear friend Joel Rosenberg, who is just an amazing man and just so generous with his time, and, of course, Dr. Jim Garlow. I'm going to stop because we could go on and on and on. But you, well done to get such a great list of wonderful leaders. And again, Jonathan, they can get a copy of the book at IsraelTheMiracle.com. Where can they find information about Genesis 123 Foundation?
Oh, thank you for asking. So the website is at Genesis123.co, or people can go to IsraelTheMiracle.com and it'll direct them over to us at Genesis 123. I do want to mention one other really quick thing. The book, the first printing was unbelievable. Didn't literally fly off the shelves, but figuratively, and we had to print more, another 3,000 copies, 2,500 of which are on a boat right now coming from Israel. But this time, we printed them, and it gets me emotional thinking about it. We printed them in conjunction with the print shop at Kibbutz Be'eri, which is on the Gaza border, one of the communities that was devastated by the October 7th massacre. And so we not only are investing the proceeds from the book back into the Israel Emergency Campaign to bless Israelis, but we were able to spend the money to print the book in a community that is still rebuilding and will be rebuilding for a very long period of time.
Well, Jonathan, this radio program that you are on, we are a friend of Israel, and whatever we can do to help, please let us know. And we're just so excited for you, and congratulations on this incredibly important and memorable book project.
Thank you, Todd. That means a lot. Appreciate it, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. God bless you and all of your listeners.
All right. Jonathan Feldstein, everybody, president of the Genesis 123 Foundation and the brand new book, Israel the Miracle, a compilation of 75 essays signifying the 75th anniversary of the Nation of Israel. And the website, again, IsraelTheMiracle.com. That's IsraelTheMiracle.com. Going to want to get yourself a copy of that book. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. Again, our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stern Radio Show. And we are on the road in North Carolina, having a lot of fun tomorrow. WSIC will be doing the show from their studios, not too terribly far away from here. In the meantime, I want to go right to the phone lines. Murph in Germantown, Tennessee, listening to us on the Mighty 990 KWAM. Hi, Murph. What's going on?
Dr. Starn, long time we haven't visited. I hope things are going well. Got an observation, please, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I read the Quran over the past year. And I recently finished a book called A History of the Arab World by a gentleman named Harini. And it's a classic. Also in the midst of reading a book called The World in 12 Maps. And the situation in the Middle East is discussed thoroughly, naturally, in all three of them. But I want to give you the situation and take this for what it's worth of what's going on between Israel and Islam. Islam theology is based on two precepts, and this is it in a nutshell. It's either universal acceptance or it's perpetual war. They're after the people that worship on Saturday right now, and if that battle is ever gone in the wrong direction,
yes,
Islam will come after the people that work on Sunday or worship on Sunday. And that's it. That's historical fact. No questions asked. Now, there's a lot of confusion among the Islamic world as to how it's going to get done. But that's the truth in historical fact. Food for thought, old buddy.
Murph, it's great food for thought, and you and I have to meet back up when I get back to Memphis, but we appreciate your great calls and conversation. Of course, Murph, ladies and gentlemen, is a retired history teacher, one of the good guys. I think we need more people like Murph in our public schools. Murph, thank you for that. I want to bring into the conversation, I'm kind of excited about this, and we're going to get to William in Oklahoma in just a moment, but it's an honor to have the program director of WSJS joining us, DJ Turner. And DJ, thank you for welcoming us into your studios.
Oh, thank you so much for being here and bestowing your honor with us.
It's been a lot of fun, and I love hearing from SJS listeners. You guys have some pretty fun folks listening.
We do indeed.
You know, what's that process been like? You know, we talk a lot about talk radio and the importance of talk radio. You guys split formats and not too terribly long ago. And how has that process been for you guys?
It's been great. We went all sports there for about a couple of years. and Stu Epperson came in and bought the radio station. We've been on the air since 1930.
Wow.
Signed on in April of 1930, so WSJS is a heritage station. And for nearly 100 years, we have been prominent and visible in this community, and we want to stay as high profile as possible and giving people the platform to be able to talk, discuss, and associate anything relevant within this community, within the state, within the world.
I mean, SJS is playing a unique role in getting the message out. You know, North Carolina went from a solid red state to a purple state to a somewhat blue state. Are you guys sensing a shift maybe back to red?
I hope so. I would like to, so many times everybody goes, so what is your station like? Well, we lean hard right, and we're proud of that fact. So.
I wouldn't have picked that up with your noon to three show. I wouldn't have picked up.
Not at all.
I want to bring in, we've got a caller here, and one of the crazy things we do, I always end up mispronouncing something. I don't know how I do that, TJ, but I do. We've got William listening to our affiliate in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, K-W-O-N, K-1. William, what am I mispronouncing?
Well, on one of your commercial blurbs, you mispronounce the town Skiatook. You call it Skiatook.
It's sky and not ski.
Right. It's spelled like you're pronouncing it, but it's not pronounced that way.
Well, this is good to know. William, you're a great – I appreciate you letting me know that. I will say this, DJ. When I was anchoring the news out in California, we were right in Sacramento, and so we had a lot of Nevada listeners. Day one, I said Nevada. And the entire phone bank lit up. And I never mispronounced Nevada again after that. So, William, I appreciate you doing that. Thanks for keeping me honest.
Hey, ain't no problem. We got a town over here that's spelled the same way as Miami, Florida, but we pronounce it Miami.
Miami. I love it. And don't even get me started with Lima and Lima. So it's all very confusing. William, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to KWON. We love those guys. You know, we talk about talk radio. They had a tornado that came through town. This is a family-owned radio station. And they were live on the air in their tornado bunker. You could hear stuff crashing around, but they were on the air. And I think that's what really makes talk radio so important.
Yes.
We're kind of like that lifeline out there for folks.
We are. And you're heading to a place that we all like to make fun of. And it's King, North Carolina, but around here we call it Kang.
Kang? Oh, my goodness. I can't.
You want to go to Kang, North Carolina.
Kang, North Carolina. All right. So we've been to Biscuitville earlier today. Are there any other restaurants that we need to try before heading out to Statesville?
Wow. You got to try some Lexington-style barbecue before you leave. That's a lot different from Memphis.
Yes, I am somewhat ecumenical. You know, if it's barbecue, I'll give it a shot. You know, it took a while. Are you guys now? What is Lexington style barbecue?
It's vinegar based.
Okay, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember the first time I had it, and we were on a church mission trip out here, and our youth pastor at the time said, now, because we were from Tennessee, and they said they're probably going to serve us barbecue, so you folks, you have to take at least one bite.
Right.
And I actually enjoyed it, you know, after you're made aware of what that sauce is.
And hush puppies. Hush puppies are so important.
That's, you know, I've been hearing this. We had a lot of people calling in, and they said, Stearns, you got to try the North Carolina hush puppies.
Got to try the North Carolina hush puppies.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm pacing myself, and we're trying to figure out, some guy in an 18-wheeler is coming from Moorhead City, coming to the book signing this afternoon.
Oh, outstanding.
So that'll be fun.
Yes, that will be fun.
All right. So you guys, how's this process been? You know, being in talk radio and, you know, making that switch. What's been the response from listeners to these parts?
It's been very positive. And for the longest time, when we went to all sports, people kind of just like, it wasn't received very well, to say the least.
Yeah.
And now that we've got another live morning show, that's been an outstanding addition. Having guys like you, Brian Kilmeade, Dana, really helps set the stage for this particular station. And we also have the likes of Rich Eisen. I can't think of a better sports talk host to listen to than Rich Eisen. But everything has been received very well, and the addition to the morning show has been key.
That's it. It really is. And really just, you know, being excellent at what you guys do. And, I mean, the team here, getting us all set up, you know, it's a process. And, you know, doing a national show on the road, you never know what can, you know, something's always going to go squirrely. But you guys did a great job.
Well, you know, people are on the road a lot. And you can see that when you're driving from Asheville today. So,
yeah.
I mean, you see all the traffic on 40 and stuff like this. Lots of people in their cars. And they want to be informed. So you've got your news, and you got your sports, and you got your weather. You've got what's happening in the business world. If there's something that you want to know, you're going to hear about it here on WSJS.
I love it. Well, DJ, first of all, again, thank you for just opening up the doors, rolling out the red carpet. We've had a great time today.
Well, thank you for being the patriot that you are.
All right. Well, again, folks, that's DJ Turner. He's the program director here at WSJS. It is a terrific radio station. You guys living here in this area know all about that. And we certainly look forward to seeing you guys this afternoon, 4 o'clock. That's when the book signing begins in King, North Carolina.
Kang.
Or Kang. Thank you. I'm working on that. I'm going to get a call from William in Oklahoma again. It's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out. Even if you don't buy a book, I want to shake your hand and say thank you for listening to the show. And thanks for supporting WSJS. It's been a lot of fun, everybody. Tomorrow, we're going to be live from Statesville, North Carolina, WSIC. The Lieutenant Governor is going to be joining us. That's going to be a wild conversation. Folks, you get out there. Have a good one. And you be good, America.